How is my man? How is my father?
He's okay, man. He's cool.
Yeah.
He's staying with a friend of mine, and he's staying with his wife, who's from Mali, and they have good sister-brother relation, and he's working on his paper shit, and he's sorting things out.
Oh, that's very, very. That's good news. That's nice to hear. Really nice to hear. Yeah. We are hoping soon, maybe Wilson and Nasir will be soon, maybe this week or who knows, maybe next week.
I let him know.
Yeah. Because this month is 1 year. Wilson will be 1 year this month on the 15th.
On the 15th?
Yeah, on the 15th, Wilson is 1 year.
Wilson?
Wilson. And Nasir will also be 1 year on the 30th of this month.
All right.
Yeah, so this month, I know this month things got to be fine. Who knows, maybe Amadi Amok. I know, for real.
Yeah, you mentioned Mamadou.
Yeah, that, because Mamadou was there 14 months, they said they wanted to deport him back. When I called Skipper and they told me.
And when
they
is
they want to. Yeah, because they say they got laissez passer a long time ago. I think laissez passer is only valid for 30 days. And it's expired. So when they took him to the court, the court said if they have any proof, they can send him back. And they want to send him back. He refused to go. So I think that's the deportation he's talking, because he's making trouble there right now.
All right. And
even today I talked to one pastor that used to visit there, Pastor John. Yeah, he explained everything to me, because they said he's not going.
All right.
So they want to use force to send him back, yeah.
And where is he from?
Yeah, he's from Chad.
From Chad, I see, yeah.
He's from Chad.
And he's
from Chad.
He's a long time inside, huh?
Yeah, he's 14 months now. He started 15 months now.
Yeah.
He was 1 year on the 26th of April.
Yeah, I remember him very well. I commemoration.
Yeah, Mahmoud, you remember him, because he's a very well-known guy, yeah.
We have his voice, yes.
Yeah. I know many people miss me, you know what I'm saying, because I know, here is very tough, that's why.
Yeah. You talk very loud, man. You talk very loud, yeah. Listen, I like to record this, so we can use it in the program, right?
Okay, for real.
Okay, cool. Now, what I have to tell you is a bit not so nice. I heard through my channels that on the 15th of July, there will be a charter flight from different European countries leaving from Schiphol to West Africa.
Yeah.
So this may mean that you could be on it, because you're from Ghana, right? Or from Mali.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it is wise for you to try to find out from your side with TNV or PASTA or whatever if they have any plans to deport you.
And
what we can do from our side is also try to find the proper information, and we set up something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the 15th, that's it, next week.
Next week, exactly.
What I ask from you now is to tell everybody that may be concerned about this flight, and I will tell the same to Schiphol people.
Yeah, exactly, I'll do
so
that.
So we prepare for a battle.
Exactly.
It will be a collective deportation of African brothers back to West Africa. Or out
of I'll
Europe.
Do that.
And that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way to go forward.
They said they want to send even with or without document.
Yeah.
Even without the document, they want to send it back.
Well, to be honest, I don't give a fuck.
It's
not my business.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer, you know.
Exactly. Because that's what I know. It can be possible if someone doesn't have document to send the person back to his country. Even the authority of the country wouldn't accept it, because once you didn't get they have the consular or the embassy in your country, and you couldn't obtain the document to send him back without the permission of the authority in your country, and you send him back, definitely they must send him back also.
Well, they've tried it before, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Exactly. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. It's true. I'll do that. This is a nice information I got to tell everybody.
You want to tell this to everybody?
Yeah, right. I'll do that.
See how far you get. Tell everybody. And let the gods know that you know.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll do that.
And try to pass the message on to the other floors, to the other sides, to
your everywhere. I'm gonna deliver this message everywhere, because on Friday we meet with the illegal people and everybody at the mosque.
Right.
So I'll transfer all the information outside, because I have many friends who are a part of the illegal blocks, because we are in Article 6, and some who in Article 15 I have many, many people that I know. Some they speak Hausa that we speak together.
Right.
I transfer everything outside. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it's got to
we
be. So
yeah,
I do that.
I'm
happy. We do the battles together. We do the battles together.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. So how is Muhammad Ali on the other people?
I talked with Mohammed yesterday. I was at the airport. I was at the prison. They changed a bit, but he's still there. And Samir is also there. And, you know, I will visit them on this week, Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, since we are also preparing the trial for Ahmed Issa, the guy who was accused of starting the
fire,
you know, we are preparing things. And we want to make a strong connection between the guys, the survivors, us outside, and you guys inside or wherever you are.
Yeah.
You know? We want to make this a thing that will hit and touch the world. This will help us to get the struggle
over. I'll do that.
You know?
No doubt about it. I'll do that because this is really a real battle.
Yeah.
This is really a real battle. You know, that's nice to get to know more things from, you know. If you get a contact, you know, you get to know more things about it. That's, you know.
Yeah.
So this will gonna happen on the 15th, right?
15th is a target date from now on. Yes. The day before they can already move some guys to Schiphol.
Yeah.
Or they do it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you know what helps?
Yeah.
You know what works?
Yeah.
Resist.
I'm listening.
Resist.
And
prepare together.
Yeah.
Arm in arm. We don't let nobody go.
Exactly.
We are together.
Exactly.
We are here.
Exactly.
All right?
Exactly.
And we do the battle outside and you do the battle inside.
Exactly. No doubt about it.
The churches are behind you.
Yeah.
The activists are behind you.
Yeah.
A growing number of artists is behind you.
Yeah.
And you are with us.
Yeah.
And together we're strong.
For real.
That's Taranga.
For real.
That's
for real. For real.
Mbole Mwedole.
Yalla.
Wallahi.
Wallahi. Yeah. So we're going to transfer.
Okay.
I will start transferring message from now. I'm going to do that from now, right now. As soon as I finish talking with you, I'm going to do that.
I do it from my side, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do that because this is really tough, man. And it's going to happen from now until... At the 15th is the deadline, right? Okay, I'm going to do that. No problem about that. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
All right.
We are to work.
Exactly. What
call me tomorrow.
I'll call you. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, man.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right. Take care, my man.
Ciao.
All right, bye.
One love.
All right.
Ciao.
One love, my man.
You.